It's called Nashi. In Russian, that means ours. And it's a new youth movement in Russia, the leadership's latest attempt to gain support for President Vladimir Putin. As NPR's Anne Garrels reports from Moscow, Nashi has plenty of money and big plans.
Kaluga есть? Владимир, Дмитров.
About 150 of Nashi's leaders are on a paid trip to Moscow for lectures on economics and politics.
Подольск, Тверь, Тула.
Known as commissars, they come from all over the country. 20-year-old Lydia Konyeva is a college student from the Arctic city of Norilsk.
For us, the main word is patriotism. I want stability. I want to have peace and quiet.
Lydia has no patience for those who say President Putin has limited political and press freedoms. Steely-eyed Vladimir Yakimenko is the head of Nashi. Until recently, this 34-year-old ran another organization called Walking Together with Putin. It lacks spark. Nashi is better organized. It was created this spring after the Kremlin watched in alarm as demonstrators led by youth groups succeeded in pushing out the Russian-backed government in Ukraine.
The lesson of the Orange Revolution is very simple. You have to mobilize before other people do.
By 2008, just in time for the next Russian elections, Yakimenko plans to have 3,000 trained commissars nationwide and a loyal membership of 300,000. He says he's creating the country's new leaders. Yakimenko denies he's funded by the Kremlin, though he will not say who is putting up the large sums. This training session is in a secure hotel compound on the outskirts of the capital. It's owned by the Kremlin. For the kids, it's a free trip to Moscow. Many come from cities where there are few opportunities. They're openly ambitious.
Питер, Нижний Новгород.
21-year-old Maki Rusinov hopes Nashi, with its Kremlin ties, will be the stepping stone to a good job. The lecturer this afternoon is a former KGB analyst and defense specialist, Vladimir Rubanov. He's trying to get these kids to think critically about Russia's problems, though he admits he's not really sure what Nashi or these kids have in mind. Nashi commissars follow the Putin line. They don't talk about opponents, they talk about enemies. And their biggest enemy is the National Bolshevik Party. It had its headquarters in underground Moscow cellar until authorities recently evicted them. Now the group is being banned altogether. This youth movement, numbering about 20,000, was inspired by poet, eccentric, and rebel Eduard Limonov. Despite his early posturing about revolution, its members are involved in civil disobedience, not violence, in their demonstrations against corruption, inequality, poverty, and what they call the humiliation of Russia. The Limonovtsi have taken over government offices. The penalties imposed against them have been harsh. Vladimir Pribilovsky is director of the Panorama think tank.
The Kremlin fears everyone, and Limonov in particular, because he attracts people with passion, the people the Kremlin would like to have. Instead, Nashi is just a bunch of conformist careerists. The security services have been ordered to go after the Limonovtsi. Of course they violate public order, but they are getting sentences of 5 years when they only deserve 15 days.
Youth groups from mainstream liberal parties recently held a rally to protest what they claim is Russia's democratic retreat. Though the demonstration went under the banner, "It's dangerous to be afraid," Natasha, one of those who turned up, confessed she was afraid to have her last name publicized.
This is a risk for us. You can have problems at the university for taking part. I know lots of people who don't want the employers to know they attend such rallies. You just don't know what can happen.
Compared to Nashi, which put 60,000 students on the streets of Moscow a month ago, this demonstration attracted only about 1,500. Liberal groups, fractured and lacking leadership, have lost ground. Journalist Yevgenia Albats, one of the organizers, says unlike Nashi, the liberals don't pay demonstrators to turn up. And she says they can't attract famous rock groups to kick off the rallies because the government has successfully warned them off.
If they take part at that meeting, they can be cut off from the national TV. If they're cut off from the national TV, then they lose a lot of money. So this is a very, very strong weapon against them.
But even with all its perks, Vladimir Rubanov, the former KGB analyst, wonders if Nashi will flourish. And if it does, he wonders what it will turn into. Playing the patriotism card can be dangerous. He says Nashi could help promote a new generation of professionals. But he warns it could also create a generation of Frankensteins. Anne Gerrels, NPR News, Moscow.